Listen. Do you hear that? What do you think that is? Is it a squeaky door? A funny sounding car? Nope, that's a sheep. And today we're going somewhere pretty incredible. We're traveling to the rolling green hills of a faraway land. There's a shepherd there with 100 fluffy woolly sheep, and one of them is about to go missing. Now think about this. If you were in charge of 100 sheep and just one disappeared, what would you do? Would you say, oh well, I still have 99 left? Or would you search every single hill, peek behind every jagged rock, and look into every dark corner until you found it? Hold on to your answer, because what this shepherd does might just surprise you. If you think being a shepherd is just sitting on a big rock and whistling, think again. It's hard work. This shepherd's feet are covered in thick brown dust from walking all day. Whew! My poor feet. We've walked over 3 hills today, and I think I've got a pebble in my sandal. His wooden staff is soft and smooth because he's used it for years to keep his flock safe. His most important job? Keeping those eyes open. He watches every single sheep, every minute, every day, without ever stopping. Let's see. There's Barnaby. There's little Spot. Stay close, everyone. I'm watching you. Meet Clover. She was a sheep with very floppy ears and a very hungry tummy. She was always looking for the tastiest patch of grass, even if it was far, far away from the rest of the group. Munch, munch, munch. Oh, is that a tiny yellow flower over there? It looks way tastier than this boring grass. Just one more bite. The shepherd had 100 sheep. Imagine a sea of white, fluffy wool covering the whole hillside. It's a lot of sheep to keep track of. But the shepherd didn't just see a crowd, he saw his family. He knew every ear and every tail. But as the sun dipped low and the sky turned bright orange, the shepherd looked around. He listened closely. But Clover's voice was missing. It was much too quiet. No, came back. Clover was gone. Ooh, is that another yellow flower? Munch, munch. Wait, where did the big rock go? And where are my friends? Clover looked up and suddenly the hills looked different. The green grass didn't look yummy anymore. The sun was gone and the 99 other sheep, they were nowhere to be seen. Hello? Barnaby? Little Spot? Mr. Shepherd? It's me, Clover! Does anyone hear me? But the only answer was the whoosh of the wind. Clover's tummy did a little flip. She wasn't just on a snack adventure anymore. She was lost. It's getting really dark. I wish I hadn't followed that last flower. I'm just one tiny sheep. Maybe they won't even notice I'm gone. Back at the sheepfold, that's the cozy stone house where the sheep sleep, it was time for the nightly check-in. The shepherd stood at the gate, tapping his staff as each fluffy friend trotted past.
Okay, everyone, inside you go. Time for bed. 95, 96, 97, 98.
He smiled when he saw a familiar wiggly back end.
Ah, 99! I'd know that wiggly tail anywhere. That's my 99th sheep. Now, where is my floppy-eared little friend? Come on, Clover, don't be shy.
He stopped. He rubbed his eyes. He looked at the empty path. Then he counted again, faster this time. 97, 98, 99. Wait, 99? Where is 100? Where is Clover? Clover! Clover! Where are you? The shepherd looked at the sky. It was getting dark. The wind was starting to blow. Inside the sheepfold, the 99 sheep were safe and warm.
Hey, shepherd. It's just one sheep. You still have 99. That's a lot. Just stay here where it's warm. It's too dark to go out there.
He didn't grab a coat, and he didn't wait for the sun to rise. He gripped his staff, took a deep breath, and stepped back out into the cold, whistling wind.
Clover! Clover! Where are you? Don't be afraid! I'm coming!
He listened. All he heard was the whoosh of the wind. I'm worried about Clover. Do you think he'll find her? Whisper your answer to me right now. Then the shepherd heard a tiny, shaky sound. He turned toward a big, messy pile of thorny bushes. And there she was!
Clover, I found you!
Clover was stuck in the briars. Her wool was tangled. Her legs were shaky. And she was too tired to even stand up. Now, what do you think that shepherd did? Did he stomp his feet? Did he yell, Clover, you are in big trouble for wandering off? No way! He knelt down in the dirt. He used his gentle hands to untangle her wool from the thorns.
It's okay, little one. You're not lost anymore. I've got you.
He didn't make her walk back on her tired legs. Instead, he reached down and lifted that whole heavy, fluffy sheep and plopped her right onto his shoulders. When they got back to the village, the shepherd didn't just go to sleep. He was so happy. He ran to his neighbors' houses and started knocking on the doors. Knock, knock, knock.
Wake up, everyone. Turn on the lights.
What's going on? Is it morning already?
It's better than morning. Celebrate with me. My sheep that was lost is found. Clover is home.
And that night, the whole village had a party. All because one little sheep with floppy ears was back where she belonged. The shepherd threw a party, so let's have one right here. Everyone stand up. First, we need to get the village moving. March in place. High knees, lift them up like you're marching over those dusty hills. Now we need to signal the neighbors. Wave your arms in the air like you're a giant windmill. Bigger, faster. Okay, get your lungs ready. We are going to tell the whole world that Clover is safe. On the count of three, we're going to jump as high as we can and shout, found! One, two, three, found! Don't stop now, it's a wiggle celebration. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, wiggle your head, shake your shoulders, shake your hips. Now let's see those dance moves. Whew, shake it all out. Keep that happy feeling in your heart. Here is the secret of the story. It's not actually about sheep. It's about you. Every single person matters. You aren't just a number in a classroom. You aren't someone who is easy to replace. If you were lost, someone would come looking. Not because you're perfect, not because you never make mistakes, but simply because you are you. Think about a time you felt left out. Maybe at lunch or on the playground or even when you're feeling lonely at home. That nobody notices me feeling. That's what Clover felt. But the shepherd dropped everything to find her. This is what this story says about you. You are worth searching for.
Konnichiwa. Hola. Bonjour.
Let's cross our friendship bridge. This story about the shepherd and clover actually comes from a very famous book called the Bible. It was a story Jesus told to show how much God loves every single person. But you know what's amazing? This beautiful idea that no one should be left behind isn't just in one story. People all over the world have different ways of saying the exact same thing. Let's take a walk across our friendship bridge to hear them. From the Islamic tradition, there is a beautiful teaching that says if you help just one person, it is like you have helped the whole world. Think about that. To the person you help, you are a hero. Every single person is that important. From indigenous traditions, many elders teach that a community is only as strong as their most vulnerable member. That's a big word, vulnerable. It just means the person who needs the most help. You don't measure how good a village is by the fastest runner or the strongest builder. You measure it by how well the smallest, quietest person is cared for. From the Jewish tradition, the story of the sheep was told by Jesus, who was a Jewish teacher. But for a long, long time before that, Jewish law taught that if you see even a lost coat or a lost tool on the ground, you can't just walk past it. You have to pick it up and find the owner. If a lost coat matters that much, imagine how much more a lost person matters. Different lands, different languages, and different words, but they all have the same beating heart. Nobody gets left behind. It's game time! Everyone stand up. This is called Would You Rather Shepherd? I'll give you two choices. If you pick the first one, pat your head. If you pick the second one, stomp your feet. Here we go. Round one. Would you rather stay in your warm, cozy bed and sleep, pat your head, or go out into the cold, dark night to find one lost sheep, stomp your feet? Whoa, you guys are brave. The shepherd chose to search every single time. Round two. Would you rather tell Clover she has to walk home by herself because she got lost, pat your head, or carry her on your shoulders because she is tired and scared, stomp your feet? You guys are so kind. He carried her. He didn't care how heavy she was. He just cared that she was safe. Round three. Would you rather find Clover and just go straight to sleep because you're tired, pat your head, or wake up all the neighbors for a giant, noisy party to celebrate, stomp your feet? Yes, party, of course. The shepherd knew that good news is even better when you share it with your friends. Okay, final round. Think about this one. Would you rather have 100 friends who don't even notice if you're gone, pat your head, or have one friend who loves you so much they would search the entire world until they found you, stomp your feet? I think we all want a friend like that. What's inside our belief backpack this week? Before we go, we need to put something special in our belief backpack. This is the one thing I want you to remember. Repeat after me. Everyone matters. Nobody is forgotten. Good. Now, let's say it like we're the shepherd shouting from the rooftops. Ready? Everyone matters. Nobody is forgotten. Now, whisper it like a secret. Everyone matters. Nobody is forgotten. It's locked in. No matter where you go, you are never alone, and you are never lost to the ones who love you. Before you go, it's time for your secret mission. This week, your job is to be the shepherd. Keep your eyes wide open. At school, on the playground, or even at the dinner table, find the clover. Look for the person who is sitting all by themselves, the one who got left out of the game, or the person who looks like they've been forgotten. Go find them. Sit with them. Just say hi. That one small thing, that makes you a hero. And guess what? I want to help you track your mission. If you go to faithfullyexplore.com, you can download your very own lost sheep tracker. Every time you help someone feel included or cared for, you get to color in one sheep on the page. Can you fill up your whole flock by next week? I bet you can. You explored faithfully today. Remember, no matter where you're from, what you look like, or what you believe, everyone matters. Nobody is forgotten. This is Laura. I'll see you next time on Faithfully Explore. Until then, stay curious, stay kind, keep exploring that wonderful world around you. Bye-bye for now.